For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Israeli Prime Minister tells the UN they're winning the fight in the Middle East. A legendary actress, she has passed away. Hurricane Helene, now a tropical storm, still doing damage in the southeast. But we start at the Port of LA.
Surface streets around the port complex getting congested now as firefighters deal with this lithium battery truck fire that shut down the Vincent Thomas Bridge, shut down yesterday afternoon and for hours overnight and into this morning. Might get worse before it gets better. We get the latest live now from our John Baird.
Well, fire officials plan an 8:30 meeting, so they're going to meet an hour from now. It's a strategy meeting, the fire department brass at the command post on Terminal Island. It's not a press briefing or anything. This is just a meeting to try to figure out what to do next, like whether to drag the truck off the roadway or use a forklift and move it to a nearby property or what. It's about 1,000 yards in front of me. I was just checking it out through binoculars here on Freeway 47. It's just before the entrance to the Vincent Thomas Bridge. It's still on its side. You can see it doesn't have a hard top. It's got a canvas top. It's kind of laying over that. But it doesn't appear at this point to be burning or smoking, but it could be still quite warm. Now, these lithium-ion batteries can burn off and on for hours, and they just don't know. It's already been 20 hours since the truck overturned, but David Ortiz of the LA Fire Department says they don't want to pour water on the truck and the batteries.
A lot of the materials that are used in manufacturing lithium-ion batteries are not good for the environment. It's safer to allow it to burn and dissipate into the atmosphere than washing it into the port, into the waterways.
And it takes a lot of water, he says, to put them out anyway. And again, sometimes they just keep igniting. Now, four terminals have been closed here at the Port of L.A. as a precaution. The 47 freeway is closed. The bridge is closed. If you're heading this way or you're going on a cruise, be sure to give yourself a lot of extra time because you could find yourself in gridlock until they get this truck out of here.
Yeah, Susie was hearing from some people who said at least an hour. Give yourself at least an hour to get there. And she'll have more coming up in just a couple minutes.
And as John was mentioning, part of the Port of L.A. shut down. Just for reference, the Port of L.A. combined with Long Beach, America's largest port. Well, New York Mayor Eric Adams has been in Manhattan federal court this morning, making his initial appearance on corruption charges. Nikki Batiste is outside the courthouse right now and says the mayor is vowing to stay on the job.
The only person who can remove Adams from office is New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Hochul, who is also a Democrat, said Thursday she would be deliberative and thoughtful as she comes to a decision about what to do.
The indictment claims he received gifts from Turkish officials in exchange for favors like free hotel stays, discounted airline tickets. Adams says he's innocent. His lawyers say these are perks. They're not unusual or improper for government officials.
Actress and legend Maggie Smith has died, known for her roles in Harry Potter and Downton Abbey.
Please don't think we're ungrateful for your enthusiasm, Mrs. Crawley, but there comes a time when things are best left to the professionals.
She won an Oscar for the prime of Miss Jean Brody back in 1969. They say she passed away peacefully in the hospital this morning at the age of 89. No cause of death has been given.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, addressing the United Nations General Assembly this morning, says he didn't intend to come this year, but changed his mind after he heard what he called the lies and slander leveled at Israel. He says he decided to come and set the record straight.
Israel has made peace and will make peace again. Yet we face savage enemies who seek our annihilation, and we must defend ourselves against these savage murderers.
Now, Netanyahu accused the UN of siding with Israel's enemies.
The singling out of the one and only Jewish state continues to be a moral stain on the United Nations It has made this once respected institution contemptible in the eyes of decent people everywhere. But for the Palestinians, this UN house of darkness is home court.
He also warned Iran that there is no place that Israel cannot reach, and he said that's true of the entire Middle East. Hurricane Helene pounded Florida, causing some deaths and a lot of damage to the state. Made landfall last night as a Cat 4 hurricane. High winds, storm surge, of course, the biggest cause of deaths in these hurricanes. We talked to property damage and loss attorney Candace Rojas Colucci, whose home is in Clearwater on Clearwater Island, and was actually damaged by the hurricane.
So tell us, how is it there after this hurricane blew through?
Oh, it is devastating in this area. So interesting enough is that we thought since the hurricane was really in the Gulf and it was going up and we were in Clearwater, that we weren't going to have massive winds, but it really was the storm surge. So we took on about 5 feet of water in the entire area. So all the homes in my area, the first floors are completely destroyed. All the cars do not work. My vehicles are completely underwater. And so, and we do have some people that have already been hurt and trying to get help that are slipping and falling. And so people are kind of all over the place, just kind of assessing the massive amounts of damage that another hurricane has caused to Florida. And this is interesting because usually I'm an attorney who's helping people through these hurricane storms and dealing with their insurance companies. And so this is the first time I've had my own personal hurricane claim. So now I'm dealing with my own problems.
Candace, it sounds like it's windy there. I don't know if you're outside. I know the area quite well. Now, you're on Clearwater Island, the city itself, just across the causeway there, the bridge. And I did see a picture, I think, of your bedroom, of the water that came in. Helene was about 100 miles to the west of Tampa Bay there as it was moving up. And I saw pictures of boats on people's front yards. As an attorney, just out of curiosity, if I wake up and someone's boat's in my front yard, I don't take care of that myself. That's the responsibility of the boat owner. How's that all work?
Yes, it is. It actually becomes a massive issue. We had this with Hurricane Michael up a couple of years ago, where really the responsibility is definitely on the boat owner, that they have got to have that object removed. And so a lot of times what ends up happening is it starts becoming this kind of search and rescue and identifying, you know, the properties, and the city will get involved and they'll actually start using those registration numbers to contact the owners and say, listen, you've got your boat or jet ski on these people's property or on public property, and you have a responsibility to get somebody to tow it and move it.
You know, we are familiar here in Southern California, all too familiar with things like earthquakes and wildfires and in some parts right now, landslides and slippage. It can be extraordinarily difficult to deal with insurance companies. And, of course, you know, policies get canceled. How is it there in terms of dealing with the insurance companies with a hurricane?
I would say it's just very, very similar. So I deal with hurricane claims all over the country. And Florida is definitely one of the worst states because there's just so much, you know, catastrophic damage. And unfortunately, a lot of the insurance companies are in the business of watching their bottom dollar. So when they have a lot of claims in one area, it leads to a lot of underpayments, wrongful denials. And so that's why we've kept busy working all these years to try to get people fully paid for their hurricane damage.
That's property and damage and loss attorney Candace Rojas Colucci.
Merger in the satellite TV business in the works, and you might be surprised at what researchers have to say about catching an STD. Those stories and more coming up as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, a federal judge has finished a walking tour of a portion of the VA's West L.A. facility, apparently confirming that UCLA's baseball diamond there, it's locked down against further operation. Pete Demetrio says a court hearing next Wednesday may determine how much space is there to quickly build shelters for homeless veterans.
With federal judge David Carter apparently satisfied that UCLA will no longer operate the Jackie Robinson Stadium, the key question I put to Rob Reynolds, a veterans advocate, dealt with the logistics of establishing temporary homes for veterans. Is there enough vacant space short of bulldozing Jackie Robinson Stadium and the Brentwood School's facilities here to accomplish that, to get those temporary units in?
We believe there is. The VA says there isn't. And when the VA continues to say that there's not enough land, that's where the judge says, fine, then I'll take UCLA. I'll take Brentwood School. I'll take the parking lots.
And it's just a question of when he decides to pull the trigger on that.
Absolutely.
Is it entirely possible we may see a final decision to where all of these areas on this, 22-acre site that involves all of these, parties that have these illegal leases might be cleared in, 6 months or less?
You know, there's a lot of discussions that have to be had with all the plaintiffs. There's a lot of people involved. I don't know what the timeline is going to be. I'm just feeling very optimistic that we are going to get a lot accomplished here and get a lot of housing on this land quickly.
Now, once the go-ahead is given for that temporary housing, approximately 750 units, comes a bigger task now of designing and building 1,800 housing units on the West LA campus. That will take place over 5 years.
There is a criminal court case now against a recycling company in Watts that's next to the high school there. And it's supposed to move a little faster through the courts. Here's Emily Valdez.
Atlas Metal next to Jordan High School was charged in 2023 with a laundry list of environmental crimes. But now that a grand jury came back with a 25-count indictment, things will be speeding up. DA George Gascon.
We have been dragged over and over with continuance by the court for the last year and a half. So I'm pleased to say that our prosecutors work in this case to make sure that we had that we're able to move the case forward.
Atlas should no longer and should have never been in our community.
Genesis Cruz graduated from Jordan High last year.
The explosion that occurred during the first day of school makes clear to me that only the worst perpetrators of environmental crime would feel entitled to continue operating business as usual while students are being exposed to toxins.
With the grand jury indictment, they skip the preliminary hearing and go straight to pretrial. At the Hall of Justice, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, soliciting sex from a minor under the age of 16 will now be a felony. The governor has signed a stricter penalty into law. Under current law, soliciting a minor for sex is a misdemeanor. Prosecutors will now also be able to charge repeat offenders with a felony if victims were at least 16. Supporters say the new law updates outdated laws. It will protect more children and make it easier to go after criminals. Newsom also signed three other measures to boost protections for human trafficking, domestic violence victims, including one requiring emergency rooms to put in a system to allow patients to discreetly alert health care workers if they are a victim of abuse.
There's a new study that looks at STDs and how most people get them. Here's Chris Eaton.
Topping the list is infidelity, with 55% of those surveyed saying they got their STD from a cheating partner. Sex addiction expert Mel McCracken is executive director of No Matter What Recovery.
That is not shocking to me at all, actually. You know, going back to some of the stigma around sexual health, I think oftentimes when we enter into a partnership, this kind of exits the conversation because it can be a little uncomfy. So when something like this arises in a relationship, there's like no prior language or dialogue that's been set to kind of address any sort of situations in the future.
13% of those with an STD said their partner lied about having one, while 45% didn't discuss testing with their partner before becoming sexually active. I'm Chris Seidens, KNX News 97.1 FM.
DirecTV and Dish are close to merging, which would create the biggest pay TV provider here in the U.S. with nearly 20 million subscribers. LA Times says an announcement could come soon, and DirecTV is expected to lead the new company. Both companies have been struggling with subscriber losses as more people switch to streaming services, Netflix, Hulu, and so forth. There are still some details to work out, and past merger talks face concerns about competition.
Feds say they've discovered that the pedals pilots use to steer Boeing MAX 737 jets on the runways, well, they can get stuck.
The recommendations follow the NTSB's investigation of an incident in February involving a United Airlines plane at Newark Liberty Airport. The rudder pedals were stuck in neutral, forcing the pilot to use the nose landing gear controls to steer the plane. The NTSB says a Boeing supplier discovered that a sealed bearing was incorrectly assembled on parts that move the rudders, which pilots adjust to stay in the center of the runway after they land. Christopher Cruz, CBS News. Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris visiting Arizona today will make a trip to the border as well. The economy remains a top issue for voters. Immigration, of course, a second issue here. Polls show former President Trump ahead on both those issues. Now, can the Vice President's trip here to the border actually make a difference with voters? The all-important question. Stacey Pearson, a Democratic strategist in Phoenix. She joins us live.
Hi, Stacey. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you live there in Phoenix. Tell us what...
I do.
You do. So tell us what the locals there want to hear from Kamala Harris and how that message then needs to extend out to key voters in other states.
So Arizona voters have a new relationship with the economy. We've seen rent prices spike in a way that we had never seen before. So for her to come to the state, she needs to talk about economic policies that will get folks in permanent housing, be able to buy their first home, be able to afford the essentials. That's really what she needs to focus on here.
Stacey, Vice President Kamala Harris, of course, she's got this stigma attached to her with the border issue. For you, you in particular, what do you want to hear from her precisely about the border? What is it going to take to get more people on her side and not say, you know what, well, she's the one to blame?
Well, Arizona's in a very unique position, right, in that we had a senator that negotiated the bipartisan border security bill that Donald Trump killed. He wanted to continue to use the Arizona border in particular as a political football. And so the vice president going to the border today, talking about hiring more agents, talking about installing better technology, talking about passing the bipartisan border security bill is exactly what Arizona wants to hear. We're not falling for the rhetoric. The fence that Donald Trump erected is rusted. We see it. This is our backyard.
You started talking about the economy, right? You didn't start with immigration. You started with economy as something that the voters really want to hear about from Kamala Harris. She has talked about her plan. She says she's got a plan. Do they believe what she said already in terms of being able to, you know, make that become reality? And is it enough?
It will be enough, right? She also needs control of Congress to be able to get it done. But for Arizonans, this is something very tangible. Again, we were late to the inflation party on home prices. This is a new place in Phoenix, and everyone is astounded by what their neighbor's house is selling for or what the rent at the apartment down the street is. And so for Arizonans to say, hey, we see the problem, we're going to course correct, we can get this fixed without damaging the value of somebody's home is going to be really important.
But do they believe that she will do anything really dramatically different than President Biden?
Well, I think the pessimism is across the board, right? No one is convinced that any politician is going to do anything for them that's going to matter. But certainly this at least acknowledges the problem. And so I think we can start there, certainly in Arizona.
And I think we can all agree she's got a lot of work ahead of us. Stacey Pearson, Democratic strategist in Phoenix.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.